All right, here we are. 2018 NFL Draft, Dallas, Texas. Going to be a huge crowd in Dallas for this one. And I don't know about you guys. Kimbo Camper here, Joe Rose, John Congemi with you. We'll be with you until the Dolphins make their pick and stick around a little bit afterwards. Get you right to Dallas when the commissioner steps to the podium to get this thing started. But Joe and John, you know, to me, whenever it comes to the draft, you know what that means to me? Football season is back. It's back in the house right here, Hard Rock Stadium. We're going to bring it to you all night long. Should be a great night. This is a strange draft. Been a lot of different scenarios. You know, a couple years ago, we had a little Laramie Tunsil issue going on. Now we got a Josh Allen issue on that could change the dynamics of this draft. All these things. Raekwon Smith right there. Got him on his head. So there's a lot of different things coming up.
I take that right now.
I take that right now and go home. How about that? I'll do that right now.
Hey, Bo, you're right about this draft, though. It's going to be fun. Find out what happens with the quarterbacks. Who makes power moves down, tries to jump up, get into this thing, and then see what the Miami Dolphins. If you're going to get better as a football team, sounds like a broken record. It starts by getting really good players today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we got to get it figured out, folks, real quickly.
There's no other way to do it.
John, we've talked about this in the program. I think somehow, some way, before this weekend's over, that all of us got to come out with two starters in this draft, and they got to come out with at least two more players that are impact players that are going to help you, whether on special teams or in a rotation, whether it's on the defensive line, whether it's in the secondary, wherever it is. I think they've got to come away with four legitimate dogs in this draft.
Well, Bo and Joe, we've talked about it for the last couple of months. You've got to be able to improve at linebacker at some point. You have to be able to get a tight end that you can flex out and move around and be able to get the football to, because those are the matchups you need to take advantage of on the offensive side of the football. And now you're taking a look where Miami is right now at 11. You're hoping that the quarterbacks go on a run. You hope that those guys are gone in the first six
unless
or seven
picks.
Unless you
want one of them.
It'll help us because we might have a linebacker to choose from, a defensive back to choose from, or some impactful player that's going to make a difference on the defensive side of the ball.
Hey, I'll throw another name out. How about Tremaine Edmonds?
Yeah.
How about that little
Virginia Tech
freak, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see him drop.
Got some blood line with Farrell Edmonds.
That's right.
Through there, too. So it'd be nice to have him join the group.
By the way, right there.
Yeah. This is going to be an interesting night, how this thing plays out. And you know, there's a lot of guys sitting in there in the green room in Dallas right now. They're peeing their pants because this is a big, big night for a lot of them. And you move three, four notches down in the draft, a lot of dollars sliding out the door.
How about Baker Mayfield?
Expectations are there. Could be
number
one. Could
be number 12. That you're thinking might be there at 11 for the Dolphins, and all day everybody's talking about him going number one to the Cleveland Browns.
A couple things to watch, a couple teams to watch early on in this draft. I think New Orleans, the Saints. They look like they want to get up a little bit. They're down to 25, 26, somewhere down there. They want to try to get up maybe in that quarterback derby. And the Buffalo Bills are right behind the Miami Dolphins. They moved up, and they're trying to get firepower to move up and pass the Dolphins and maybe grab somebody.
Yeah,
so, you know, there are going to be a couple teams out there that really have reasons to go up. The question that I would ask is, which teams have the reason to go down?
Yeah. Well, listen, Dolphins got some needs.
Yep.
As John just mentioned. Throwing defensive tackle. We still got to get another guy in that rotation.
That's right.
And I know it's not sexy, and it could happen tonight. Don't shake your heads on me, please. Please, but there's a big 330-pound defensive tackle at Washington. I know. They're booing him. Look at I'm getting booed for that, Bo. Nobody
Vita
wants
Vea.
Him. Let me ask you one question. Nobody wants him.
Hold on a second. Settle down for a second. Let me ask you one question. Tell me how you would feel if the Dolphins drafted a guard with the first pick.
You'd have guys walking out of here. Bo was messing with
you. I can almost guarantee you that's not going to happen. All right, now we got a couple of alumni joining us here from some of two of the greatest players to play in the Miami Dolphin uniforms. First of all, from the University of Alabama, Tony Nathan, my man Tony Nathan, one of the great running backs in Dolphins history. Join us next. One of the one half of the greatest cornerback tandem in the Miami Dolphins history, Patrick Surtain, join us up here on stage and get a chance to chat with them guys a little bit. How about a round of applause for these two great football players? Put those headsets on.
Coach, how you doing, man?
All right, so Baker Mayfield, the New York Giants, are on the clock next. It looks like Saquon Barkley will be the guy for them. And Tony, talking about Saquon Barkley, running back, I know you got to see him a little bit over the course of this year. You're pretty impressed what he brings to the table? Get out of Penn State.
So. Very much so, Bo. That made
Let's put that a little closer to your mouth. There you go. There you go.
Oh, okay. I don't do this often.
I know.
So,
I got you.
Know.
I got you.
We know you don't do a lot, but we sure do like when you do it, man. You're too damn good to not be out here where people can get
Tony,
a chance to hear you.
Draft day, big day. What memory comes to your mind when you think of your draft day experience?
Well, it's like being in a closet. You don't know. Yep. People, and then you got friends that plays jokes on you, especially if they go the first day and you don't. So, you know, you get phone calls from different friends. But once you do get that phone call and it's legit, hey, you happen to pig and slop.
Patrick, it's certainly one of the great days in your life if you're a football player. You've been playing since you were 9 years old. And, you know, some guys never thought they'd ever get to the NFL. Others guys dreamed about being the NFL. But draft day is a special day for everybody involved, not only the players, but their families and all the relatives that are close to them.
Yeah, man, I can remember like it was yesterday in front of family and friends. Just a dream realized, you know, all the work, the hard work you put in, it finally culminated to you being the NFL player. And like I said, man, it was a dream come true. I dreamt about that day for a long time. And for it to come to fruition, man, and able to share it with the ones that's been there since day one was really special.
Hey, I got to ask you guys a question a little bit away from football. Are you catching what's going on here?
Pat's 22-23.
Pat's part of that Alabama family now. Pat Surtain Jr.
Oh, that's right. Alabama.
Yeah, I think Tony Nathan had something to do with that.
I forgot about that.
Well, I can't claim that.
He made a left turn from LSU kid. And landed in Tuscaloosa.
That's right. Hey, why would you want to go to the Bayou country?
And nobody has to know about the bag Tony Nathan gave me. Nobody has to know.
All right, we got the Giants selection is in, so let's go up to the board.
With the second pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Saquon Barkley, running back, Penn State.
Tony, I want to ask you, Tony, playing that position, have you ever seen last time you saw such a complete back coming out of college like this guy?
Hey, they're far and few between.
Yeah.
He's a talent. I got to give it to him. He's a talent.
And, Patrick, you're coaching now at American Heritage, by the way, undefeated in your two seasons. They're two
How
state
about
champions.
28-0.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. But to have a guy like that, a running back like that, and I'm sure you had a chance to watch him play. Guy does everything: returns kicks, returns punts, runs, catches the football. This guy is a leader on a football team. I guess the one question is they didn't really didn't give him too many carries, and you wonder how he's going to transition over in the NFL. Where he's going to get a lot heavier load than he got when he was at Penn State.
Absolutely, I'm a little biased, but I think there's another running back in this draft who is better. He's a Heritage alum, Sonny Michel. I think Stone is a hell of a back, man.
He's going to go early, too. I think he's going to surprise some people, Bo. He's a top tier four running back.
But Saquon, he's special, man. He has all the intangibles. He's a leader. Like you said, he return kicks. He catches the ball. He's a complete back. So the Giants, with those receivers they got on the outside, to finally get a running back to help complement the passing game, it's going to be good for him.
Tony, there's been a lot of talk about quarterbacks in this draft with all the guys that are out there. Can a running back change the fortune of a football team?
Oh, yeah, he can definitely be a game changer, you know, because if you watch this kid play, if you watched him play in college, he changed a lot of things in games. He was the defining factor in a lot of the games that they played in.
Let me ask both of you guys this question. As Dolphin fans live here in town, who would you like to see the Dolphins take with his first pick? We always like to put everybody on the spot a little bit.
Yeah, I see. I noticed.
Man, it's tough. It's tough. There's a lot of good players out there. I think if the Roquan Smith kid is there, I think we take him. Tremendous linebacker. We kind of lacking in that spot.
Yeah.
Also, it's a deep draft in the secondary.
Yeah.
We can get one of those guys to kind of plug and play.
Okay.
That'd be good also.
Tony, position-wise, what do you think the Dolphins should be looking for when their pick comes around at 11 if they don't move?
Well, they don't move. I mean, if you can't keep your quarterback standing, you got a problem. And also, they say defenses win championships. So you got to have the guy coming off the edge to do what he has to do. And like you said, in the secondary, you need some help there too. So it's almost flip of the coin.
Well, I think the good thing is, I think the good scenario, if this draft goes the way they want, and all those quarterbacks kind of go in that top 9, 10 picks or something like that, there's going to be a good player left for the Dolphins at 11.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
No doubt.
I like to see, how about Edmonds out of Virginia Tech? Like him?
Yeah, he's raw. He's
a little raw.
He's the youngest player in the draft.
Yeah,
so
not 20 yet. Still
so
19.
His ceiling is pretty high. You know, you take a guy like that and pair him with what we have, because he can do multiple things. He's a big guy, so he also can rush the passer. So if we take him, I think that'd be a pretty good pick for us.
Tony, you look at the Dolphin offense, and it's certainly something they want to get more offense, more point production out of this football team. They made some moves. They let Jay Ajayi go during the season. They go ahead, and make some moves during the off season. They want to spread the ball around. Jarvis Landry's not here. They want to spread the ball around a little more. And I think when we had the chance to play together on a Dolphin football team, it was an offense that did spread the ball around.
Yes.
Everyone got catches. How much more effective does that make an offensive football team if you're able to have multiple targets that you don't have to rely on one guy to be the workhorse all the time, and you can spread and open the field?
Yeah, well, it's great to have more than one weapon, you know, because people can zero in on one particular person. But now, if you got more than one, the defense has to make a decision who they're going to take away. And so, you know, hopefully other people can get a chance and your quarterback can pick that up early in the game and go do what he has to do with the football.
When are they going to start running that halfback short option that you used to run so well, Tony? When are they going to bring that back into the game plan? One of the toughest guys to cover coming out of that backfield.
Oh, my God.
I remember standing out there as a linebacker. He coming at me, and he's got two-way go. I go, shit. This guy, I'm screwed.
It was like that for everybody
in
the NFL.
Shot.
Thank you. But it's I don't know if they're going to ever, but it's in the game plan.
Yeah.
You know everybody running the little 5-yard out, or sometimes you run the fan and the 12-yard out. So, but, you know, it's in the game plan, and I think this young man that the Giants just took does that very well.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have a weakness to his game. I agree. By the way, you were being nice. Some of those huddles we had with Clayton and Duper in there, that was some entertaining stuff, man, when guys were begging for the ball, Tony.
Hey, you got it. You have to.
Pretty entertaining where everybody wanted the damn ball in that huddle for 20 seconds.
But my thing was, hey, they covered downfield. Bring it.
Right.
I'll take the garbage.
Just dump it underneath.
Bring me the garbage.
That's right.
I'll take the garbage.
I think another thing that we've been lacking over the years is a tight end that can stretch the field.
Yep. No doubt about that.
If you look at the Super Bowl, those two tight ends,
right,
they're definitely difference makers.
Yep.
So if you get a guy who's a mismatch with the linebackers and also the safeties, I think that helped the offense tremendously.
You know, it's funny now because you talk about tight ends. It used to be back in the day, you talk tight ends, you talk about blocking and receiving. Now they either block or their receivers.
Right.
I think the Dolphins could use a top line or a tight end that I could care less if he blocks.
Yeah.
I could care less if he blocks anyway. Get him out there, spread him a little bit, run him down the middle of the field, put the ball over the top, and let people respect the middle of the field.
Absolutely.
And then you got the outside to deal with.
That's true.
Upgrading, everybody wants to upgrade the offense and receivers. I think we got to get a lot more production what we've been getting out of the tight end. We got to get a guy in the red zone that can affect the game and get him isolated, going down the hash marks and the numbers like the old days.
Well, I mean, well, if you get it, the red zone is fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to get there to that point.
You got to get there.
Yeah, you got to get to there. That point.
We get the red zone, Tony.
Chad, you touched on something earlier, too. You said possibly a cornerback if he's there. And this is a league now. Everyone's in 3-wide, 4-wide, spreading the field, empty backfields. And so an abundance of cornerbacks has become a necessity in this team. Depth at the cornerback position is going to be valuable. So it's certainly an area that the Dolphins could be interested. Meanwhile, the Jets pick is in, so let's go ahead and head back to Dallas. And
quarterback in the top five was a USC quarterback in Mark Sanchez. Could it be deja vu all over again?
With the third pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Sam Darnold, quarterback, USC.
So there he is, 20 years old. In other words,
All right, so the Jets get Sam Darnold. So the Dolphins are going to be watching and seeing this quarterback quite a bit over the next handful of years. Whether he's successful or not, we're going to see him twice a year whenever he gets that job. And I don't think it's going to take him long. We're going to get that job drafted him here.
The Jets never play the quarterbacks they draft.
That's it.
Hey, by the way, we see he got a butt fumble or two in him.
Hey, what's another USC quarterback?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, to Tony Nathan, Patrick Tan. Thanks for joining us up here. Always a pleasure to have you out here. How about a round of applause for two of the great Dolphins of all times up here. Two of the greatest guys you'll ever run across. All right, joining us now, a couple of the young players for the Miami Dolphins. Devontae Parker joining us, and Davin Gotshaw joining us. How you doing, Devon? How you doing, man?
What's up, buddy? Good to see you.
Devontae, how you doing, man? What's up? Devontae doing the casual thing up here. I like it, though.
Up,
I like the way it's looking up
good
here,
to
man.
See you, buddy.
All right, guys, how about a round of applause for these guys? This is the future up here right now, man. Right here. Davin, how's your offseason been going, man? You've been working hard. Everything going well?
Sure, it's going great.
Let me ask you this. Well, draft time here. You were in this situation last year with the draft coming up. Your thoughts from where you were last year at this time?
It was very stressful.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to go fishing or something, trying to take my mind off the draft because it was very stressful. After I got drafted, it was a lot of stress relief.
Yeah. Devontae, you're looking up here at the draft. Two quarterbacks gone already. Everyone talking quarterback, but hey, we're talking about receiver right now with you. How you feeling? How's your offseason going? And you got OTAs and all these things starting right now. Where's your mindset at?
Yeah, you know, my offseason has been pretty well, you know. Just working hard with my teammates, you know, just come on as one, just getting right.
You know, do you guys remember the waiting? And it might be different for everybody that either is waiting on a Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. Take us through your draft process and tell us, you know, the struggles, the jubilation, but after that night is done or that day is done, how you got to go to work and how you got to become a professional right away.
It was very stressful for me. Going day three, you know, I was trying to play the video game, you know, take my eyes off the TV, you know, stop watching the draft. You know, it was very stressful. But once I got that call from the 954-305 number, you know, I knew the wait was over. I know it was over, and I'm happy the Miami Dolphins organization chose me.
How about you, Devontae?
You know, I went to the draft, so, you know, it was a lot of things I didn't know that we had to do.
Yeah.
When we went there, so many activities, I didn't like that, but it was a good experience, though, so
yeah.
I'm glad I'm here.
Devontae, you're a first-round draft pick. Pressure comes with that pick. Do you feel that coming into the league a little bit, that expectations and everyone's going, oh, this guy, we're expecting this. Did you feel that when you came in?
I mean, no, not really, you know. Only time you feel pressure is when you, like, I say when you just talk smack and you don't back it up. That's the only pressure that I think someone should feel.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're looking at your receiver room now. I know you guys are back together, getting together with coaches, starting to do all that type of stuff to get ready for the season coming up. And you got some new faces in your room. You know, you got Danny Amendola's in there. You got the kid from Kansas City.
Wilson's
in there. So it's a little bit change in there. We've talked to Danny a little bit about it. And he says, hey, the competition in that room is going to be pretty fierce when you guys hit the field this summer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of competition, though, with them, you know, the inside guys and the out. So it's going to be competition everywhere.
And I would think the same thing on the defensive line. You know, Adomican Sue moves on. You're looking around. Jordan Phillips seems like he's the old head in there. You got some other guys with experience. But with you and Vincent, you know, you guys are the youth of that position. How do you feel? How excited are you about year number two taking on that challenge?
Very excited. You know, we go out there every day, meet Jordan, Gabe Bright, Vincent Taylor, and compete. You know, with his lifting weights, you know, running sprints, you know, we try to compete. You know, D-line coach always say in the room every day, you know, stack our day. Stack our day each and every day. You know, you don't want to stack bad days. Our players be great. They stack great days each on top of each other each and every day. So we try to stack days and try to compete against each other each and every day.
You were able to come in last year and make an impact, get in the rotation play. You and Vincent Taylor, both of you got the chance to get in there and mix up a little bit. There's going to be more expected of you this year. What are you doing this year to be better than you were last year in your rookie season?
Just playing football. Yeah. I think a lot of people make it so hard by thinking a lot. Just play football, play your technique, you know, do your assignment. You know, you play each and every down. You've been playing football your whole life. People make it too hard by stressing. Just go down, play football, play your assignment, play your gap. Get off the ball, do what you do.
All right, well, let's see what Cleveland's up on the clock again.
Acquired for the Texans, when the Texans moved up to get their franchise quarterback, Deshaun Watson, last year.
With the fourth pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Denzel Ward, defensive back, Ohio State.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy. Whoa.
That was a curveball there,
that,
guys.
That, that, I was saying that this draft has been going.
I thought it was Bradley Chubb.
Going yeah. true to script. Yeah, you figured Chubb was going to yeah, be the guy to get Bradley in there. Chubb. Get a quarterback with the first pick. Get a running back with the fourth pick. But this kind of throws a little monkey wrench into this draft. And everyone that has saw this thing falling in order, it's going to change a little bit. So it's going to be a little interesting from here going on forward, Devontae.
Devontae, everybody wants to know about the offseason and Ryan Tannehill coming back. And I know that you guys have been working out as receivers, as quarterbacks. What's your excitement level to have number 17 back in the huddle and being back as the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins?
You know, it's very exciting, you know, to have the starting quarterback, have Ryan back, you know, and just blessed to see him out there and being back and just working out with us again.
Yeah, it's good to see him because it seems like he never leaves the building. You know, every time you go in for breakfast, lunch, dinner, he's there. And that's what it takes to get back to a double-digit season for the Miami Dolphins. I just want to know how you guys feel about your expectations. I know individually everybody's got expectations, but as a team, you know, this offseason seems like they're trying to create a culture, trying to create a positive culture, trying to get a winning culture to get back on that. How do you guys embrace that in the offseason? How do you become your own leaders of the team or of your positions?
No, I just think that, you know, Coach Gates is trying to find the right guy to bring in that certain spots, certain positions. So, you know, just have someone like, you know, Danny Amendola come in and teach us ropes and what he did and how he got to where he is now.
What about on the defensive side?
Just doing the right thing. You know, we're trying to bring guys in that's going to do the right thing. Be on time, be a pro. You know, a lot of guys say they want to be a pro, but a lot of guys don't want to put in the work to be a pro. So we're trying to find the right guys, you know, to fit our scheme and fit our culture.
You know, you listen to the coaching staff and they talk on the defensive side of the football and the way the game is become. They're in three wide, four wide, seems like 75, 80% of the time anyway. So a lot of it's going to come down to pass rushing. Got some more defensive ends coming in. They're going to expect more pass rush out of the defensive tackle position. You feel like that's something you can step in and be a part of, helping the pass rush moving forward this year?
Most definitely.
See, we need to see a couple sack dance moves out of you up there.
Got to. I got a couple of my sleeve, too.
Do you? You got
most
some good
definitely.
Ones up
yes,
there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we got to see him now.
Yes, sir.
Got to get him out there.
Devontae.
Get some dances in the end zone by Devontae. Always fun seeing Devontae catch a touchdown and have a little excitement in there.
Oh, yeah, I'm due for a few.
That's right. Joe Rose and I were talking before you guys got on. We were saying a good number for Devontae. What will we give him? Let's go between 65 and 70 catches, about 1,100 yards, and maybe 6 or 7 touchdowns. That sounds pretty good.
Looking for 8 or 9. Maybe double digits. You're going to try to go double digits on us this year?
Yeah, I got looking for double digits. Yeah.
There you go. That's
all right,
like
I undersold you a little bit.
Hey, the coaching staff got some changes in there a little bit. Got some changes in the defensive meeting room. How are things going with that?
Exciting. You know, Coach Chris, you know, he's very exciting. You know, he come in enthusiasm each and every day. You know, he gets me up. You know, some days, you know, I come in there, have to get some coffee. You know, Coach Chris come in there full blown, jacked up. You know, he's ready. He's going to push us as practice, and that's what we need as defensive line. You know, effort, running to the ball, things like that. You know, so it's going to be a very exciting year.
He's not as quiet as Sean Jefferson, right?
Sean
may be one of the most. Sean may be one of the
most talkative coaches.
He may be one of the highest octane coaches I've ever seen. Man, that guy is nonstop energy. Out there, what did he put on pads a couple years ago out there and busting with you guys a little bit?
I think like 2 years ago, they're training camp.
I think he was diving into the dummies and trying to.
No, he's trying to hit us. Yeah, knock him out. Yeah.
He's got his passion about his job.
Oh yeah, he is.
Passionate about getting this football team better, and passionate about getting that wide receiver room to be as productive as you guys can possibly be.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
What does he bring to the room when you work with him?
Oh, he brings energy. You know, he hypes everyone up. You know, he's just always talking. So you know, that talking gets everyone else hyped. So we just come out and want to play hard for him.
Devontae, you know, a lot of fans ask you when you're walking around, and when I'm walking around, they said, you know, what are we going to do? You know, Jarvis Landry had 400 catches over 4 years, and, you know, who's going to replace that? Do you ever think about that, or is that something that you just go out and play your game, do your job, and kind of the ball's going to find you because you're going to get open?
Yeah, you know, I never thought about that. You know, just it's going to come to you, you know. You just got to be patient, you know. We got so many different receivers now, so – No, it's only one ball, so
that's right.
Wait your turn.
I think a lot of people forget that.
Yeah.
Devin, you played a lot of football last year. You come right out of college.
Yeah.
You go in and you got all the workouts with the teams. You got combines. You got this and that.
you got All-Star Games, then you got the draft, then you go right into OTAs. So you kind of had about an 18-month run there of playing football with no break. Out of the last couple of months before you went back to work in on the field, it had to feel good to take a little breather for a while,
didn't
it?
Most definitely. I still was working, but it feels good to take my first break, you know, because coming out of college, getting ready for the combine, getting ready for the draft, then going right back into rookie minicamp. You know, it's very stressful. You don't have no break, but, I mean, that's your job.
So what's the biggest difference that you saw during your rookie year from playing in college to playing in the NFL?
It's a business. It's a business. And it can't get ugly, you know, so it's a business. So I feel like don't come in there each and every day being complacent. You know, be ready to work no matter who you is.
Yeah.
Be ready to work because, you know, you always have somebody working for your job each and every day. So be ready each and every day, you know, work like you work to get there. And don't never work like you not want to be there each and every day.
Yeah, it's always interesting when the draft comes around and guys get drafted. First of all, let's go up to the Denver's pick.
With the commissioner, he is a big-time Broncos fan, and he wants my job, but he can't have it until I'm done with it. This kid's a really neat dude.
The NFL's continued support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital helps ensure that all kids have a chance to play 60. This year, the NFL, NFL Network, and Rich Eisen helped raise $180,000 so that no family ever receives a bill from St. Jude. With me tonight to announce Denver's pick is Austin, who is a St. Jude patient. Austin is 17 and an aspiring broadcaster from New Mexico and a big Broncos fan. Austin has benefited from the care teams at St. Jude and is an inspiration to all of us. Okay, Austin, let's show them how it's done.
With the fifth pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Bradley Chubb, defensive end, NC State.
Well, there goes a Chubb, but it wasn't the Chubb that some people thought early on. Big defensive end, big guy that can play, great athlete. This is a guy that could be terrorizing this league for about 15 years now at that position. You've seen this kid play, Devin. He brings a full package, doesn't he?
Love his game. You know, you see most defensive ends, you know, they can't really stop the run. You know, all they can do is pass rush. You know, I met this kid out there in California. He can set the edge and he can pass rush. So that's the most exciting. He can play both ways.
Good, good. Hey, guys, I appreciate you coming up. Devontae Parker, Devin Gottschall, appreciate you taking the time out. Good chance to see some of the fans out here. And we're looking forward to a big year from you guys. There's going to be a lot of excitement out here. You guys are going to play a big part of that. So we're looking forward to it. So thanks for coming and joining us.
Thank you.
Miami Dolphins select Minka Fitzpatrick, defensive back, Alabama.
About it when we talked about when Pat Surtain was up here, talked about this league and how it's spreading the field. It's three wide, it's four wide, it's empty backfields, it's all these types of things. You know, you talk about being in nickel packages so much. Look, I mean, there's games where you start the first play of the game, your defense is out there, all of a sudden you're in a nickel situation out there, can't have enough cornerbacks. Well, they went out and got a very, very good player.
This tells me
Fitzpatrick.
He's a safety, not a corner.
A safety, I'm sorry, yes.
I think T.J. McDonald, it sounds to me, is they're going to be moving him up.
Yep.
As a nickel, maybe help a little bit more on the line as a big, muscular guy, because this guy didn't come in to sit and play.
And a different safety than Derwin James. A little more athletic.
Well, he's a matchup. Yes. He's a matchup guy. He's played corner. He's played safety. He's played in the slot. And when you're going up against teams that are going to go four wide and actually go empty, you've got to have a guy to be able to match up. We thought it might be Smith or Edmonds from the linebacker position. But Minka Fitzpatrick, the guy had 9 interceptions, 4 returned for a touchdown. So he's a playmaker from the secondary. He's played in every big game you can imagine throughout his collegiate career. And he know he's
see that safety blitz.
You know he's been coached pretty
tough.
Some
of the things they're going to be having him do. He's going to be all over the place. I am a little surprised though.
I am too. I thought the Dolphins were going linebacker, but we got a very good defensive player in Fitzpatrick.
Well, no, these guys are all going to go. Yeah. This group of three or four guys are all going to be gone the next 30
or 40
minutes.
Yeah, real quick now. So, but it begs the question, Joe. Here you are. You went in the secondary with a safety with your first pick in the draft. You still need that linebacker out there. You still need to find some way to fit the bill. And, Joe, I don't think from here in, I don't think there's free agents out there that, you kind of look at and say, well, we can still pick up this guy. They need to find somewhere in this draft, they need to find somebody that can step in and fill that role at that linebacker spot.
Well, you still try to draft one. I hope this doesn't take away from the need for a tight end. But, Bo, there must be a backup plan. They think one of those veteran guys that they have, or the T.J. McDonald, although I still don't know about T.J. McDonald playing outside linebacker on first down.
Well, yeah, but I think if you I think you can't line him up on first downs. I don't think you line him up on first down.
Run right at him every time.
On the line. But I can see in passing situations where you bring him up there. Look, even if it's to rough up a tight end a little bit, try to give him a little resistance getting off the line of scrimmage or something. Because, TJ could be that tweener guy. You can put a little weight on him and do that. I'm not sure what TJ's going to think about that. Although I think we found out last year when TJ came back after that 8-game suspension and played with Rashad Jones that, and look, Adam Gase has talked about it during the offseason. They're two of the same guys. We got two of the same guys back there, and you need that guy that's a little more of a free safety back there. The thing about having both those guys, either one can go to the line of scrimmage and give you some run support, but you need someone back there that can cover.
It covers space.
And
this
is all
quarterback size and get after.
This is as much of coverage than anything else at that position.
And by the way, I think we got one of the best nickel backs in football right now.
Bobby McCain.
Yeah, that's right.
Bobby McCain had one of the two or three most improved years on the Miami Dolphins last year.
Absolutely.
I just thought he was sensational.
And look, one of the guys that we talked about the same way the year before, Tony Lippett. Had that good year. He's coming back. So, what you've done, you've given yourself a guy that can be a starting guy, a starter for you in the secondary, going to play a lot. I don't care if he's a starter or not. He's going to play a lot of downs, Minkah Fitzpatrick. And you've got a lot of depth now in that secondary that you need.
Unfortunately, I think what this pick means for the Miami Dolphins is in the second round, you're looking at a linebacker.
Yeah.
You're looking at somebody that's going to be able to play that position, and the tight end might slide to the third round or the fourth round.
Bo, this guy's just taking the 11th pick. He can't be a rotation player. He's got to stay out on the field and play.
That's right.
No, I'm with you. I mean, you got to get
– no more rotating first-round picks.
No, you got to be a guy that's going to come in there and make plays. And like I said, but Joe, whether he's the first guy that runs out on the field, he's going to play – he's going to play 40, 50 plays a game.
You know what's funny, guys? There's no way the Miami Dolphins thought Minkah Fitzpatrick would
be
around at number 11.
Oh, I think they thought both he and James were going to be gone.
Yeah, I think so. And I believe they were going to have
it.
They were staring at Vea, the defensive tackle, or trying to go back.
Yeah.
I don't think they found a partner, and they said, you know what? We've got this guy rated highly on our board, probably about the sixth, seventh, eighth pick, probably be gone. Let's take the highest rated
player.
I know
who's happy with that pick. Don McNeil, Dwight Stevenson, Tony Nathan,
Bob Baumhauer,
all those
Joe Carter.
Yeah, all those Alabama guys that played for
Kenyon
the Dolphins.
Drake.
That's right, Kenyon Drake. All happy with this pick from and look, you look at what Alabama's done. You talk about guys
Saban can coach
up
defense.
Not only that, but you talk about guys that have been in the fire.
Well, big games.
They've been in big games.
Every
big
game you could possibly play in.
You know, championship games, big SEC matchups. SEC championship games, playing in those primetime Saturday night games every other week. So these guys are ready to step in. This league is not going to be too big for those guys that come out of Alabama, and you've got that kind of player coming to the Miami Dolphins.
You know the sad part is, Ken Jimmy just called this while we were here.
He did.
He just pointed to me before the pick.
My gut told me a linebacker, but I mean he's the highest rated player probably on the board at
on
that
their
time.
Board, no question.
Yeah. At that time.
Here you go, Bobby McCain. We just talked about Bobby McCain up here, Joe.
Listen,
and Walt Akins coming up.
Walt Akins, Bobby McCain.
These are two guys that like to have a little fun.
No, listen, I follow Walt Akins.
Walt,
let me tell you, I follow Walt Akins on social media, man. I'm into all that
Walt's
stuff.
A media star now, huh?
Bobby, how you doing, man?
Yeah. Bobby, how you doing, my man? All right, first of all, I got to get your thoughts. Minkah Fitzpatrick, the safety from Alabama with the pick. What do you think about that?
Good pick, man. Good pick. He's a ball hawk, ball player. You know, we're happy to have him.
Yep.
You know, good guy to have in the room. And like I said, we can't wait for him to join us.
You guys are going to have him in that room, and that's going to be a very competitive room in there in that secondary, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like Bobby said, it's a great pick, aggressive player, and we can't wait to play with him.
This is all about getting more takeaways, right?
Yeah. That's
this
it.
Is about picking up the numbers. We guys are going to make more plays, right?
Exactly, exactly. Plays make, put the ball in the offense's hands, allow them to score touchdowns, win ball games.
Bobby, we talked about a little bit before this pick and afterwards about your game last year. You continually got better when you've been with this football team, and, boy, you made a huge leap last year. You stepped outside, played cornerback, did a great job there. When you stepped inside in the nickel and dime packages, you were making plays there. What did you do to make that big leap that you made last year?
Just be consistent. Consistent with technique, consistent with what I'm doing, you know, get you a ritual that you do every week, week in and week out that makes you comfortable, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, go out and play football. At the end, that's what I love to do. I love to play ball. I love to be with my boys, love to be with my brothers, you know, and going to war.
Walt, what about you? You're coming back. How you feeling? What are your expectations?
Feels great to be back. First off, this off season was a scary one.
Yep.
But glad to be back in Miami. And like you said, I want to go out with my boys, man, and just go ball. You know, we go out every Sunday and put it all out there on the line. So, I mean, just having another year, another season to do that, just a great emotional feeling for me. And the fact that we're bringing in new characters now, I just want to work with those guys and be the best team we can possibly be.
Well, you're so good on special teams, I thought we were going to lose you. Young guy, I thought you were gone. I really did, you know. Obviously a chance, so it's great to have you back.
Yes, sir.
Is this where you wanted to stay? Was it – you think you're going to be somewhere else?
Nah, I mean, it was scary because I didn't know where I would be. Yep. But at the same time, I kept it like Miami's home for me. This is my second home. I'm from North Carolina, but – this is my second home. When I say I'm going home, everybody knows I'm going to Miami. So Miami is where I need to be.
I don't think there's any question in anybody's mind that everybody in that building wasn't satisfied with 6-10 last year. You want to get back to a football team that's going to challenge for the playoffs and challenge in the playoffs to move through. There's been some changes offensively and defensively with this football team. You've had a chance to get together with the coaches now a little bit. What is the feeling in the locker room with the group that you guys have right now that you're getting ready to go to battle with?
No one was happy with 6-10. Like you said, we weren't happy. The fans weren't happy. The city wasn't happy. And we looked for bigger and better at the end of the day. You know, we had to make some changes, and there were tough changes. There were big pieces of the team, guys didn't want to see go. But at the end of the day, you know, we're here to win ball games. You know, and with the guys that we have, we got a great chemistry. We have a great family. You know, it's a brotherhood in there. And each and every day we're going to put in the work, and it's not going to be the same. I guarantee it.
All right, so you and Danny Amendola have had some great battles, Miami and New England.
That's his best friend.
I'm not trying to bring up anything, but, like, so what's that like? Now he's your teammate. You guys can't go at it and get fines and get kicked out of games. How's that going to be?
You know, like, that's my boy. We
Best friends.
Yeah, we chalked it up, man. You know, he's a good player, really good player. He's been great over the years, especially for the Patriots, you know, and you know, I told him the other day, you know, you had to see me for 8 quarters out of the year. Now you got to see me every day. And but like, it's going to be great competition, man. Each and every day is going to be competitive. And just tune in.
Yeah, we had him on the show the other day. We said, what did he say?
He said great things.
He said, hey, he's my teammate now. He's my teammate. We're playing for – we're heading for the same thing. And the same thing you guys want to do is win. You look at this. This is a young football team. This Miami Dolphin team. You add another young football player. You got more picks coming that are going to continue to add this football team. Does you feel like that youthful enthusiasm on this team? And you have some veterans out there that can kind of help lift you a little bit, but you think the young guys in this team can really take control and put this team on their shoulders and make this not be a one-year thing, not be, you know, be where this is what this team is going to be, a continual playoff contender year in and year out?
See, I've said it a million times before. I say we have all the pieces there, and we're just adding new pieces.
Yep.
We just got to put it all together. We have everything we need here, and the thing now with the new Miami is we're trying to change the culture.
Yep.
We're trying to change the culture and actually win games and go out there every Sunday and ball out and bring what this city needs, what this state needs, you know, a winning program. So we're going to go out there and give it our all.
Yeah, man, like Walt said, you know, we got young guys, we got old guys, we got in between. You know, at the end of the day, there's guys that's going to put it all on the line.
Yep.
There's guys that's going to sacrifice for the guy beside them. And I trust Walt like I trusted the guy on my right. You know, at the end of the day, and that's what it's about. So like I said, brotherhood, family, and we're looking to win ball games. No excuses.
So what? What's now? Let me kind of shift gears here a little bit. You getting ready to be on TV or what? What are you getting yourself ready for post career? You still got a lot of years to play. I'm not trying to get you out of the league too early. You still got a long way to go. But you kind of getting yourself ready for afterwards or what?
Hey, I'm working with y'all guys. I know in the off season I come and kick it with y'all. So
don't you worry, our ass is getting old. We're just about done. I know you see that. That's
me
good.
And Bobby are trying to replace y'all in about 10, 15 years.
There you go. I only need about five more.
Hey, Bobby, I got a question though. Am I a young guy or an old guy?
No, you definitely old guy. You're a big vet now.
Oh,
big
man. Oh, yeah. I'm with it. I'm with that.
That ain't all bad. Hey, I want to ask you about, you know, people hear nickel and they hear dime. I don't think people realize how many snaps per game.
Yeah.
Nickel, what is it, 70, 75% snaps now?
Yeah,
nickel?
Man, it's about 70, close to 80% of the snaps in the game. You know, it's like I said, it's 11-man defense, but at the end of the day, the way the game's changed, the way the game's evolving, there's more receivers on the field. You got 10 personnel, 11 personnel. They want to put the ball in guys' hands. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's our job to stop them. So, yeah, nickel, dime, there's going to be a lot of that this year. You know, it's always going to be a lot of that in the league. Throughout the league, the game's changing, the game's evolving. And, you know, like I said, just stay tuned. We're really excited for what's coming.
Yeah, and you look at the secondary. You had Minka. You had the Tank last year. You had X the year before. Yeah. You guys are back there. A lot of guys are. And the other thing, the changes on the defensive front. A lot of defensive ends coming in now. Pressure up front, a lot of good talent in the back, covering and going after the football, attacking the football. And I think that's kind of the change in the NFL. Get that pressure, get as many defensive ends, whether you got to move them inside, get as much as you can up there, and get that ball up for grabs and let you guys go after it.
Yes,
seems to be the blueprint in this league right now for success.
That's the way it works. That's the way it works. You see we got Cam Wake coming back.
Yeah.
We got Quinn coming in. We got Charles Harris. Those guys are high energy, big motor guys. So, I mean, we let them get at the quarterback, and we got to cover for a couple seconds. Hopefully, we'll get the job done.
No one mentions William Hayes. I thought he was one of the great picks last year. And you know, people talking about him as a run guy. I think that guy, he's the full package.
Yeah, he
that
has
kid.
A motor
definitely,
on
him. So it's nice to see him come back and add to that group
it's
up
great
front
to have,
there.
Great to have Will back, man. Great, he brings great energy, great player. You know, he's a big vet in the room, big vet in the locker room. We're happy to have him back.
Yep. Did you take any time off? I went over to camp like right after the season. Seemed like you're already there. You and Charles Harris, you guys are already working out.
Yeah, man.
Take a little vacation or did you just get right back to
work? Take a little time, maybe take a week or two off, but you got to get right to it, man. At the end of the day, it's a long season ahead of you. And, you know, you want to make sure you're healthy. You want to make sure that I want to be there for all 16 plus.
Yeah.
You know, so now hopefully 20 games we play this year. And you know, like I said, we're looking for really big things coming.
How close is this football team, guys in the locker room? I think we saw Joe last year. We were in San Diego and spent some time there a couple years ago and saw you guys together. And it just seems like it continues to carry on with this team. It seems like it's a very, very close-knit
group
of guys.
We call each other brothers.
Yeah.
You know, we hang out with each other. We talk trash to each other. We've grown with each other.
Yeah.
Like, you got to understand, we've been with some of these guys for 4 or 5 years. You know, me and Bobby I've been with Bobby since he came in.
Yeah.
So we've grown and built a relationship and – if I say something, he knows what I'm talking about. We just have that type of relationship. And we bring in all the guys like that. We don't have no bad blood, no beef. We just come in and try to build a team. We're trying to build a great program here.
Keeping guys for a long time, I mean, it's you know, you play with guys long enough. I know there's times on the field where you're in a situation where you can just look over at the guy next to you. You don't even have to say anything. They know what you're thinking. They're the same train of thought. And I think you guys are really getting to that area where that's the kind of group you have on both sides of the ball right now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the chemistry's close. The chemistry's really close. And there's a lot of good things going on in this locker room. And, you know, people don't get to see that. People don't get to see the work we put in. People don't get to see the blood, sweat, and tears we put in each and every day. They just see, you know, that on Sunday what happens, the outcome. Or, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's a band of brothers, man. We're going to stick together regardless through thick and thin.
That chemistry thing's important.
No, it's really important.
I mean, it's not sexy to talk about. You know, it's about W's and L's, but having guys that like each other, that want to be together versus when things aren't going well and guys get salty and are pouting and say, you got to keep guys together, don't you?
Yeah, that's definitely important. That's definitely important, man, because like you said, this past year we went 6-10 and that wasn't good enough for me and I know it wasn't good enough for him.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you know, people are going to clash, people are going to talk bad about you, but at the end of the day, you got to pick it up and pick each other up. That's what matters, picking each other up and let's go move the next play, move the next series, move the next game.
Let me ask you something, Kenyon Drake. It's a pretty tough running guy.
Oh, yeah.
What about that little dog he carries around? Huh? Well, let's talk about that little dog. What kind of dog is that?
Herd is a tough dog. When he comes in the locker room,
hey, man. It's called Lolly. I think his name's Lollipop or something like that. It can't be that tough a dog.
He told me it was tough, so I'll take his word for it.
Well, you haven't seen the dog?
No, I haven't seen it.
I have not seen it.
It's a little dog, though. Little teacup dog.
Yeah, a little teacup dog.
But he tell me it's tough.
Y'all got to watch it. I have a Yorkie at home, so y'all got to watch out with these dogs.
So do I. I got one at home, too. Pete the Yorkie at home. You guys, both of you single? Married? Where are you guys at?
Yeah. Where are you guys?
Yeah.
Single?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I saw Bobby grab his phone. One of his girls probably just called him up. Blowing him up a little bit. Huh?
you guys stick in Broward or Dade, or you like to mix it up a little bit?
I'm going to let him answer that one.
No, we ain't going to get you guys in trouble. No. We just thought we'd
Hey, listen, you two are doing – I think you're knocking them out two at a time.
No way.
That's baseball.
You're going to get me in trouble at home, man. You're going to get me in trouble at home.
All right. We got to pick in here, and then we're going to let you guys go. It's the New Orleans Saints.
27-14 using next year's one and pick 147. In this year's draft to come from 27-14. Could this be a night that was starting off with a Heisman Trophy winner and then with pick 14 being another Heisman Trophy winner, becoming the first draft since 1999 to have five first-round quarterbacks in one night, and it would be done in the first 14 selections.
Which then puts Mason Rudolph on the clock, potentially.
Well, it's been 35 years since we've had six, the vaunted 1983 draft, the Kelly Marino Elway draft, or as Jets fans would refer to it, the O'Brien draft.
I mean, a little bit. I like
so
to see
these Saints fans here, again, there's Kamara.
This is,
if I know some of the guys,
this is so exciting. Because I think he watched what Bill O'Brien did in Houston last year with Deshaun Watson, and this is the next level.
The Green Bay Packers have traded the 14th pick to the New Orleans Saints. With the 14th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Marcus Davenport. Defensive end.
So it was Marcus Davenport, not the quarterback.
Pick up the defensive end out of University of Texas San Antonio, Larry Coker's team. Larry Coker started team up, didn't he?
You know what, Bo?
Thought they might take Lamar Jackson with that pick, huh, Joe?
I did. I thought Lamar was going to be there. You know what's amazing, though? It's about pass rush.
Yep.
It's about covering.
Yep.
And
take
it's
the
about,
ball away,
it's
man.
About
put that ball, get ball for grabs.
It's just a big passing game now, isn't it? A lot of it.
A lot of it, man.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I want to thank you for stopping by,
man.
Walt Aiken.
Thanks for spending time.
Bobby
we
McCain.
Don't do this enough, man.
Thank y'all.
You guys never call me to go out. I'm free every damn night.
I'm coming over.
Yeah, that'd be like taking an anchor out with you, man. You guys couldn't
that would hurt business, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, bad business.
I'm not good for business.
Enjoying it. Thanks a lot, guys. Always a pleasure, man. We'll catch up as we go along the way. Hey, let me remind you guys, you can catch the Audible podcast. We put it out every week. You can catch it on MiamiDolphins.com. You can get it on the Miami Dolphins app, TuneIn Radio, a lot of different places to catch it. And we let it drop every Thursday, so we'd love you to join us here on the Audible. I think Allie's got a little something more to give away up here before we kind of close this thing out.
Where is the beautiful Allie?
Allie's coming up right now.
She is.
Things always get better when Allie steps on stage.
We got a little more public.
A little guitar now.
So we're going to announce the winner of the Fender electric guitar signed by QB Ryan Tannehill. And to announce our winner, we have Prince Logan, the GM at Hard Rock Cafe Miami.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to rocking out, Hard Rock likes to do it really big. So we're going to rock out with this guitar for my man, Matthew. Everybody give it up for Matthew. Who wins our guitar? Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
All right. How about that? Can you play the guitar? Just like ringing a bell? Huh? You're going to get him now? Now you got to get lessons for him now. Right, Pop? Got to get some lessons. Thanks, Bob. Ooh.
Congratulations, Matthew.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
buddy.
All right. So I think it. All right, so that's going to about do it for us here. We're going to wrap things up. Let me remind you, the party goes on until 11 o'clock here. Am I right? 11 o'clock here at Hard Rock Stadium. So you don't have to go. You can hang around. The bar's still open. Still got some food back there. The garage sale's still going on. So there's a lot of things to do here throughout the rest of the night. You can continue to watch the rest of the first round as it goes on right now. And kind of an interesting – thought this was going to be a little bit of a different draft in the first round so far. And anytime we saw some changes, saw some surprises with Denzel Ward going early, Josh Rosen getting kind of snatched right before the – you know, you gets taken just before the Dolphins as the Buffalo Bills make a move up. And now you're kind of thinking, geez, were the Dolphins really going to take him if he was there or not? And, you know, you don't know where they're thinking. They may have taken the cornerback anyway.
It looked like Arizona thought they were.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it.
They jumped up one ahead of them. They weren't going to wait to see how Adam Gase and those guys felt.
And you know what? With the Miami Dolphins getting – Fitzpatrick, the way that the league is gone, if you let it sink in a little bit, maybe that linebacker that we were all craving, and I still think if Smith was there, the Dolphins would have taken him. But the way the NFL is going now, that linebacker may be coming off the field a little bit more, and you may be going to nickel and dime. So you got Bobby on one side and Mink on the other, and you kind of mix and match it and match up that way. Yeah. So you got a great player. Staying put at 11.
Well, the one thing you know, you did get a very good player.
Yes.
I mean, this guy is ready to get out here and play. Athletic guy, he'll come up and hit. He can support. Like you said, Joe, safety blitz. He'll come in and rush the quarterback and do a lot of things. And that, you know, I can't say enough about that Alabama pedigree and the quality of games that they played in really makes these guys ready to come in and play at a high level.
One of the many bad numbers a year ago on that 6-10 team, not enough takeaways.
Yep. Yeah.
There is no question they looked at this
guy. This guy gets his hands on the football and
said,
going the other
way. We got to get more, and he can help us.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we'll see. So there's still positions of need for the Miami Dolphins. We talked about linebacker. We talked about tight end. Another defensive lineman,
they're
maybe
still
defensive
there.
Tackle. Those needs are still there, and the Dolphins have two more days to address those. Second round, they got second and third tomorrow.
42.
Two fours.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so there's
but they got to hit those three positions you just talked about.
They've got to hit.
Those got to be hit in the next four.
In the first four picks, they've got to be done. They've got to be taken care of. So we'll see if they can get that done. But, guys, been great being here with the fans.
Hey, guys, thank you for all coming
out.
All
hope everybody had a great
fans.
Time
hope
tonight.
Everyone, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. Hope everyone had fun. And, like I said, football season's back. This is the start. Looking for big things out here at Hard Rock Stadium all this year from our Miami Dolphins. And we're looking for big things out of you fans. Hope to see you here each and every Sunday when the Miami Dolphins line up. Have a good evening. We'll see you next time.